Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. Today we're looking at Psalm 119, the wonder of God's Word, and we're looking at 8 verses from it, Psalm 119, verses 105 to 112. There are 176 verses in the Psalm. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. Psalm 119 is the Bible's longest chapter. To try to summarize this Everest of the Psalms is like trying to itemize the contents of a huge treasure chest on a postcard. I simply share some key thoughts from each of its 22 sections of 8 verses. Each section starts with letters from the Hebrew alphabet. The major themes are the wonder and the effect of God's written word, also called laws, statutes, precepts, decrees, ways, commands, truth, lamp and light. Reading about Psalm 119 is fine, but best to read or hear read all of it slowly yourself. It is like a bunch of important keys. Perhaps the main key, and the first in the quoted none section, is verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God guides you step by step and long term, as you read, learn, trust and obey his precious word. Is darkness in you or around you? The light of his word reveals Jesus, the light of the world, who bore your sins and judgment and rose again. Verses 1 to 8, Aleph. Undefiled and unashamed. See the blessings and results of keeping God's law. Verses 9 to 16, Beth, seeking and sinning. If you wholeheartedly seek for God through his word, it keeps you from sin. Verses 17 to 24, Gimel, desire and delight. If you thirst for God's enlightening word, he will delight and counsel you. Verses 25 to 32, Daleth, sorrow and strength. God's word brings you personal help, revival, teaching and strength in your down times. Verses 33 to 40, He, teaching and turning. Avoid coveting selfish gain and looking at worthless things by obeying and longing for God's reviving word. Verses 41 to 48, War, trust and testimony. Use God's word to answer skeptics and to witness, even to kings. Meditate on his word. Verses 49 to 56, Zayin, comfort and commitment. As you keep and obey God's law, God comforts you if you suffer and are opposed. Verses 57 to 64, Heth, commands and companions. Despite opposition, keeping God's word produces peace for you and oneness with other uncompromising believers. Verses 65 to 72, Teth, astray and afflicted. Affliction can deepen your belief in, obedience to and delighting in God's word. It can help you not to stray from him. 73 to 80, Yod, learning and love. The comfort of God's unfailing love is yours if you seek to understand and learn God's commands and meditate on his precepts. Verses 81 to 88, Calf, persecution and precepts. If times of intense persecution tempt you to despair, hope in and help from God will come to you through his word. Verses 89 to 96, Lamed, everlasting and enduring. Everything about God is everlasting and enduring, including his faithfulness and his word, which keeps those who delight in God and in his law. Verses 97 to 104, Mem, wisdom and walk. Living for God's law gives supernatural wisdom, amazing understanding, a holy walk with him, and brings you honey-like sweetness to your soul. Verses 105 to 112, None, lamp and light. By the light of God's word, you are guided in both the short and long term. Your joy and determination to keep on come as you commit yourself to the Bible. Verses 113 to 120, Samech, separation and safety. As you reject ungodly standards and lovingly keep God's holy statutes, you will be upheld and sustained spiritually by God. Verses 121 to 128, Ain, decrees and discern. In testing and tiring times, ask God to teach you his decrees and ask God for his discernment. His commands will seem as pure gold to you. Verses 129 to 136, Pay, longing and law. A real thirst and longing for God's wonderful enlightening words, commands, mercy and blessing are in sharp contrast to the sorrow over those who disobey his law. 137 to 144, Tzade, righteous and right. God is everlastingly righteous and right. His statutes, promises, words, precepts, law and commands reflect this. Verses 145 to 152, Quoth, calling and close. Calling out to God, mentioned twice, and a third request to hear my voice, underline that your personal prayer is fed and helped if you obey, keep, hope in and meditate on God's word. You keep close to the Lord like this. Verses 153 to 160, Resh, revival and revelation. Spiritual personal revival comes through God's revealed word, his judgments and his loving kindness. Verses 161 to 168, Sin and Shin, awe and abhor. A heartfelt awe and rejoicing in God's word will make you hate and abhor any kind of falseness and cause you to praise God continually, obey his word, enjoy great personal peace, and know that comforting sense of God's omniscience. Verses 169 to 176, Tau, supplication and seeking. Ask to understand God's word. Ask him to deliver you and seek you as a shepherd seeks a straying sheep. Have you asked Jesus to become your good shepherd? He gave his life for lost sheep like us, to bear our sins and their punishment on the cross. Have you turned from your sin and asked him, the living word, into your life? Is your prayer, I long for your salvation, O Lord? If so, he will answer it. God bless you.